We're here today in the Labyrinth of Digital Dungeon with Rock and Kato. How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's up, Lou?
How you doing, Lou?
Okay, start this interview here. First off, how did Rock and Kato come about?
Why? We started out as DJs, and we were... Let's see, let me go back a bit here. I gotta get my thoughts together. Yeah, we started out as DJs. I used to spin at a club called Lamori's. Ray used to spin at a club called Focus, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And then I went over to Roseland in New York City. I started spinning there. And then Ray would come up and, you know, he would bring me stuff. He would bring me stuff on reel, stuff on tape, stuff on paper. We play whatever. We didn't give a fuck.
Ray?
Yeah, afterwards, like, I would go give Juan reels. He'd play him. He'd play his own stuff. And he was slamming everything he would play. Yo, it was great.
You know, so you guys clicked.
Yeah, we kind of got together, came into the house, started doing edits, started getting into mixing and production.
Okay. So tell me, what was the first one that you guys collaborated on then?
Well, we started going... The only real hookup we had, like, with labels was Warlock, you know, Al-T. And he's the man behind Todd Terry, you know, and... you know, all those, like, Can You Party records and stuff.
You guys, if I'm not mistaken, it's the No Para. Was it that the name of the cut?
Yeah, but before, what we were doing with the... Because our first break came with the War Party. We were actually taking all the Warlock records and doing a medley. So the medley was coming out really, really good, and Al liked it. He asked us if we can do a track for him. So we did a track, and that's where the No Para came from. Then